customer support. My name is Rachel. May I have your PIN code to pull up your account?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Well, I just talked to somebody about 5 minutes ago, and they hung up on me. So I did get to talk to somebody. They closed an account that I didn't even know I had because I had a charge that went on my came out of my checking account for $56.85.
Okay.
And I want that put, I whatever it was that she said I ordered, I didn't order it. Well, my husband ordered it. My husband didn't order it either. It's, the account was under Roger McGrath. And I don't know what it was, some consumer thing. I'm not even sure what it was. But I, it's nothing that I want or even remember signing up for. So I, she hung up on me. I want that, the $56.95, I want that put back into my in my checking account.
Okay, ma'am, we do provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so I need to get information pulled up. If you could please provide me with the spelling of your last name.
McGrath.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please provide your zip code.
04041.
04041. Okay, thank you. Okay. And you said it's under Roger McGrath?
Yes.
R-O-G-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, and did you call, you said you called this number?
Yes, ma'am, I just called about 5 minutes ago and talked to a lady, and I wasn't even through my conversation, and she hung up on me.
And you said it's under Roger McGrath. And what is your name, please?
My name is Brenda McGrath.
But you said the account's in your husband's name?
Yes. Well, it was. She canceled the account.
Okay, did she give you a confirmation number?
She did.
Okay, what's that confirmation number?
Just a minute. Let me find it. KC021.
That's the confirmation number?
That's what she gave me.
Looking at this. Okay, this system would not have a let's see, now we do have another call center. I don't have a system that has those letters in it like that.
Is this number 844-364-4850?
Ma'am, we provide customer service to about 400 online companies. Do you remember the, you said that you didn't do it. I was going to ask you the name of the product, but.
She told me that we had bought a, some kind of a gadget for $7.95.
Okay.
And by doing that, it automatically signed us up for some kind of a consumer thing. I don't know what she was talking about. But I don't want it anyways because the charge was $56.95. I did not think I was signing up for anything. I just ordered this gadget.
Okay.
It was a gadget that you put in your car that's supposed to cut down your gas mileage.
Gas mileage.
Says fast result.
Well, that's probably a merchant name. That doesn't help any. We use customer information to pull up from our database. But you said that you talked to her by calling this number.
Well, is am I what number am I calling?
This is a
Eight
call.
four four six 844-364-4850. Is that your number?
We're a call center, ma'am, with 400 online companies. Online companies have their specific, their own specific numbers. So the best that I could tell you is to double check the numbers you said that you just called.
Yes, I just called. It's been 5 minutes, and I called this number that I just read off to you. It's the number I just the number that I called to get you. And the woman found the account, Roger McGrath. She canceled the account. I wanted to find out what it was for, and she told me it was that I had ordered this gadget. I don't know what she called it. We did get the gadget, but that's all I thought we were getting. It was for $7.95, but she said by getting that gadget, it automatically signed us up for some kind of a, I don't know, consumer book or something. I don't know what. It's a membership or something, and they charge $56.95 a month.
Okay, and you said the last name is MCGRATH.
Yes.
Okay, what email was used when you ordered the gadget?
Okay, it was McGrab, MCGRAB101 at yahoo.com.
Okay, and that is B as in boy, McGrab.
Correct.
Okay, 101 at Yahoo. Okay, I think I'm getting somewhere now. Let's see. All right, so I am, well, that's odd. What is odd? Oh, I see. It's the way the info was put in there. All right. And for security purposes, if you would verify your address, please.
It's 181 Brownfield Road, Hiram, Maine, 04041.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So
You're
I
welcome.
have located an account. You're in here actually as Roger and Brenda.
Okay, yep.
That's why it didn't pull up. Okay. All right, so let's see. It shows your address. Oh yeah, you did speak with our other call center. All right, so it is showing a canceled account for the fuel saver gadget. So they did cancel it just
Well,
a bit ago.
I got the fuel gauge gadget. I got that, and I paid $7.95 for that. That's what I had ordered, and I did get it. But she told me by ordering that and purchasing it automatically signed us up for, I don't know what she said it was, some kind of a membership or something. And I said, well, I didn't know anything about that. I wasn't signing up for that, and I want you to cancel that.
Yeah, this would have been a monthly subscription for what's called a discount shopping membership.
Yeah, I guess that's what she told me, yeah.
Yeah, in the notation, and they assist more with that at their low that location there. The she discussed with you what's called is it like a discount coupon or a card. There's information that gets sent to the email address,
I
and
guess so, yep.
so they she canceled the monthly charges.
Yeah, okay. But there's a charge for $56.95 that I want to put back into my account. I want that put back into my checking account because that's taken out and it's already been paid. for something I don't want and I don't have.
Yes, ma'am. That's the February the 26th is when it was billed for the membership once the trial ends. Now, we can provide you at this number with a courtesy. Let's see. Okay, we can offer a 35% refund on it.
Okay.
That's the cost of the membership there. Let's see. All of my screens here. Yes, ma'am, I can refund 35% of what you were billed on the 26th of February.
Okay. That's better than nothing.
Okay, so 56, 95. All right, so 35% of that will be $19.93. And the account's
okay.
Already canceled, so there's no future charges with it. And $19.93. All right, so that $19.93 has been refunded.
Okay, so that'll be going back into my account then.
Yes, ma'am. Please allow 3 to 5 business days.
And
okay. You'll see it reflected back to your card with no future charges. You have a refund confirmation of R.
Yep.
259.
Yep.
094.
094.
051.
Okay. 051. Okay.
Yes,
let me
ma'am.
Repeat that back.
Okay.
R259054051.
I believe that's correct. You did say 25904, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, 259. I gave them to you like in the sets of threes. I'm confusing
okay.
you. I'm sorry.
R25 909. 4051.
That's correct. You were fine. It
okay.
was me.
Okay. Perfect. That's all right.
Okay. So you'll see that reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else?
Nope. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful and very nice. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.